Today I would like you to turn your Bible to Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35. Listen to these verses, verse 8 and 9 of Isaiah chapter 35. A highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall be found, it shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransom of the Lord. This is Isaiah 35, verse 10. The ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Now, in Isaiah 53, most of you are familiar with Isaiah 53, tells us about the substitute, our Lord Jesus Christ, wounded for us, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, wounded for us, bruised for our transgressions. He died as the sinner substitute. Most of you familiar with Isaiah 53. But however, I dare say that most of you are not familiar with Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35 tells of the coming of the Messiah and the glory and blessings that will rest upon His people because He came. All everything God has for any sinner, blessing that God has for any sinner is in Christ. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. Now, a lot of people have this opinion about religion. And their opinion is, they say, if we are sincere in our religion, it'll be all right with us, whatever that religion may be. Now, I grant you, sincerity does have some merit. And sincerity is good. But my friend, sincerity is not salvation. Sincerity is good, but salvation is better. Religion without Christ is damning to your soul. You must not only be sincere, believing, and be sincere, but you also must believe the truth. Now, what is the truth? Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the truth of God's salvation. All of God's prophets of the past, all of God's preachers of the present, have but one message to preach to all that will hear. Jesus Christ Himself is salvation. And that's what Isaiah 35 tells us about. It tells us about a highway, the way of holiness. And it speaks of Christ who is the way of salvation. He said, you shall know the truth. Christ is that truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, I want to bring to you five things about this highway, this way of salvation. The first one is this. There's one way of salvation. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's not many ways of salvation. There's one God and there's one Savior, one mediator between God and man, one high priest with a suitable sacrifice that's appointed to put away sin. There's just one gospel, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And my friend, there's just one way of salvation. Listen to this scripture carefully. In Isaiah 43, verse 11, he said, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Just one way of salvation. In Isaiah 45, he says this, there is no God else beside me, a just God and Savior. There is none beside me. That's pretty definite, isn't it? There's none. There's no God. There's no Savior apart from Jesus Christ. Therefore, he says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. I am God and there is none else. There's one way of salvation. Now, there are many ways that lead to destruction, but only one way that leads to glory. And my friend, let me put it to you as plain as I can. Christ Jesus, who is Lord God Almighty, the Savior, the Redeemer of His people, He is salvation. He's the way. Secondly, it tells us in this text, in Isaiah 35, the name of this way. It's the way of holiness. It's a holy way. Can a holy God have anything but a holy way of salvation? We read in Psalm 33, the word of the Lord is right and all His works are done in truth. Whatever God does and however He acts, He must act in complete harmony with His holy character. It says here in our text that the unclean shall not pass over this way. The unclean won't be found on this way. You see, it's a way that's holy. God is holy, and the unclean shall not pass over. Now, here we have a problem. We're all unclean. We're all guilty before God. We're all sinful before God. All of our righteousnesses, Isaiah said, are as filthy rags. There's none righteous, no, not one. The only way we can be made clean and put in this way is for the work of God, the work of God, the work of God's grace upon our soul to make us clean. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from our sin. Only God can justify the unclean through the blood sacrifice of our substitute, our Redeemer, our God, Jesus Christ. It's the blood that makes atonement for the soul. This is the only way that we can be made clean and holy in Christ, being washed in the blood and put in this one way of salvation. It's a holy way. Can God be holy, just, and righteous and justify us? Only in Christ, our substitute. That's the only way God can be a just God and a Savior. The only way God can be just and justify the ungodly. You see, it's a holy way. It's a holy way. God's too holy to look upon sin with favor. So you see, there's one way. That way is Christ. It's a holy way. God must justify us in Christ through His blood and put us in the way, being made clean in Christ, being accepted in the beloved. Thirdly, it's a select way. It says in our text, "An highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those." You see, it's a select way. It's a free way. Who are these people he's talking about here? It shall be for those. Well, verse 5 and 6 tells us. It tells us about the eyes of the blind being opened, the ears of the deaf being unstopped, the lame man being made to walk, the tongue of the dumb to sing. He's talking about those who have been made fit for this way. They've had a work of grace performed in their heart. It's God who has begun a good work in you. It's a select way for those who have been made clean and justified in Christ Jesus. It says here also, it describes those people down in verse 9, they're called redeemed. Who are those who walk on this way? The redeemed of the Lord. The ransomed of the Lord. They're redeemed and they're ransomed. How are we redeemed? Not by corruptible things, but by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was appointed and sent of God. We're redeemed with His blood. And then these people are called the ransomed of the Lord. We've been bought with a price. Job said, "Deliver them from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom." Ransom. And when the ransom price is paid, the guilty go free. He purchased us with His own blood. You see, it's a select way. It shall be for those who are redeemed, who are regenerated, and those who are ransomed, bought with the blood of Christ. Now, how can I know if I'm one of those for whom Christ died? How do I know if I'm one of those for whom God chose in eternity and salvation? Well, let me ask you this. Do you believe? Do you trust? Do you bow? Do you submit to Jesus Christ as all your salvation, as all your redemption, as all your righteousness? You see, it's a select way for those who are redeemed, bought, and made righteous in Christ Jesus. Fourthly is this. This highway that God has appointed, there's one way. It's a way of holiness. It's a select way. And fourthly, The highway God has appointed is a plain way. It says here, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. The gospel doesn't need the logic of human wisdom to explain it. To those who believe, it's a plain way. That's why Paul says, seeing we have such a hope, we use great plainness of speech. You listen to Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul said, I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It's a plain way. We didn't come with the excellency of speech. We came plainly preaching, determined to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ crucified. Christ crucified is our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. When God reveals the way, it's a plain way. You see, eye hadn't heard, eye had not seen, ear had not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the thing which God hath prepared for them that love Him. God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. You see, it's a plain way. When God reveals this unto us, it's a plain way. And those who believe, it is a plain way. They're not ashamed of the gospel. You'll never make a mistake trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, there's one way of salvation. It's a holy way. It's a select way. It's a plain way. And lastly, it's a sure and safe way. We read in our text, no lion shall be there in this way, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. It's a safe way. No lion, no harm, no ravenous beast will bother those in this way. Now, there are lions and ravenous beasts around, but they can't harm God's elect. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God who justifies. Who can condemn me? Christ has died, yea, rather, is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God. This highway of salvation in Christ Jesus is a safe and secure way. No one can pluck them out of God's hand. You see, our sin's been put away. God said, their sin and their iniquity will I remember no more. Satan has been defeated. The seed of the woman crushed his head at Calvary, crushed his dominion, his power. The law of God has been honored. He redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. Death has been abolished. He brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. You see, there's one way of salvation. It's a holy way. It's called the way of holiness. God must make us clean, washed in the blood of Christ. It's a select way. It's for those who are redeemed, regenerated, and ransomed. It's a plain way. It's a free way, justified freely by His grace. And it's a safe and secure way in Christ Jesus. He's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of God's glory with exceeding joy. Now, three closing observations. Carefully, here's the first one, carefully discriminate. Am I in the King's highway? Am I in the straight and narrow way that leads to life? And beware of the false prophets who would detour you from the way. There's just one. Christ is the way. Carefully discriminate to see if you're in the way. Secondly, if you are in the way, keep to the way. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Hold on, hold out to the end. Faith that is real and genuine and God-given endureth to the end. The third observation is this. If we're in the way, God's way of salvation, by grace, through faith, through the blood of Jesus Christ. If we're in this way, let us be earnest in telling others of the way. Like the early church and the apostles, when they were beaten for the gospel's sake, and commanded not to preach and teach anymore in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they did, what did they do? Well, daily in the temple, publicly, and in every house, in public and in private, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ as the way of salvation.